إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد أرحب بكم جميعا في درس الليلة We continue reading from the book of our noble Sheikh العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين المنحة الربانية في شرح الأربعين النووية The explanation of the 40 حديث بالإمام the great Imam شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى الحديث الثامن والثلاثون Tonight we're going to start alhamdulillah reading for you the explanation of the hadith number 38 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى قال من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه الحديث رواه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه رحمه الله This great hadith, Ikhwan, on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah Almighty has said, so it's a Hadith Qudsi, whosoever shows enmity to a wali of mine, usually is translated as a friend, but it is not. That's not the proper translation. That's why I'm going to keep it as a wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever shows enmity to a wali of mine, I shall be at war with him. My servant does not draw near to me with anything more beloved by me than the religious duties I have imposed upon him. And my servant continues to draw near to me with supererogatory works so that I shall love him. When I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears. Of course, this is literally translation. But the explanation is gonna. Allah doesn't become the hearing. It's like literally they translate it like that. So, but alhamdulillah, in the explanation, you will understand what does it mean. Likewise, I become his seeing, which he sees, with which he sees his hand, with which he strikes. Once again, Allah doesn't become the hand of person. Okay, so it's gonna be clear in the explanation, inshallah. We don't want no one to just leave right now and think like this man, what are you talking about? Or somebody listen to the tape, if there is any tape later or something, and stop at this point. Inshallah, this is only literally translation like that, word for word. And his foot with which he walks, the same thing applies on that. Were he to ask something of me, I would surely give it to him. And were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant him that refuge. This is Rabi' al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. I choose to read it from the translation, because if I want to give you the translation of the hadith myself, I will be giving you the class. Because I'm going to tell you what this means, what does this mean, what does this mean, but that's the class, inshallah ta'ala. Now, first of all, our noble Sheikh, he began, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he began by defining for us Waliyullah. Man huwa Waliyullah. Man huwa Waliyullah. Man ya'lam. Who knows the Waliy of Allah? Who is the Waliy of Allah? Naam.
Who fears Allah?
Who fears Allah? Man waliyullah. That's why you're here in the class to learn. Naam, Umar.
The one who obeys Allah.
Naam, Bilal.
I think the one like he mentioned in the hadith, where he does the actions that are mandatory and he does the optional.
So you're saying the hadith, explain it. That's Allah. So those who know what waliyullah, you can go home now. You don't need to be in the class. La, jazakumullah. Barakallahu fikum for your contribution. You were right, but not all are right. Okay? Inshallah. But yes, he has to be obedient to Allah, fear Allah, being obedient and fear Allah, like Bilal says, act upon what is commanded and the like. قال الشيخ ولي الله هو المؤمن التقي. The Shaykh now, Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says, Wali Allah, the Wali of Allah, because someone who's very close to Allah. And Allah loves him. Not because he's white or black or Arab or non-Arab from this country or the other. Because he is, he says, Al-Mu'min At-Taqi. He is the believer and he is the Muttaqi upon taqwa. Tayyib. As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Yunus, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ طيب. Verily the awliya of Allah. Verily the awliya of Allah. Nor no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. وكما قال أهل العلم أن الخوف من المستقبل الخوف من المستقبل يعني لا يخافون مما يستقبلونه والحزن على ما فات فلا يحزنون على ما تركوا وراءهم من الذرية ومن المال لأن الله يتكفل بذلك ويحفظ أبناءهم وذريتهم بماذا؟ لأنهم كانوا من أتقياء الله ولا يحزن ولا يخافون أي الخوف متعلق بالمستقبل لا يخافون من أهوال يوم القيامة لأنهم كانوا من المتقين ومن الذين يتقون الله وكانوا من عباده الصالحين. He says they are those who verily the awliya of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. I just want to give you a benefit we learned from our noble scholars. They said that fear is associated with the future. You want to do something, but you're afraid. Is it going to happen? How is it going to turn out? This awliya, they're not afraid of the mustaqbal, the future, death after death, because they are doing what they were commanded to do. As for grief, it is associated with what? With what you left behind. So those who are awliya Allah, they don't grieve as related to their families that they love behind and their properties because Allah take care of that. Alhamdulillah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us who are these awliya Allah. ثُمَّ بَيِّنَهُمْ فَقَالَ أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. This ayah explained who are the awliya Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Who are they? They are those who believe in the oneness of Allah in Islamic monotheism and used to fear Allah much by abstaining from evil deeds, sins, and by doing righteous deeds. These are the awliya Allah. فَأَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ إِذَنْ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظ علي, says, أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ, because we hear this word, نسمع هذا ولي الله أولياء الله في هذه المدينة هناك أين تذهب يا أخي؟ أولي هناك ولي صالح في هذه الجهة. We hear this, especially in some Muslim countries, you find some people, they brag because they have many awliya, they have many awliya in there. And we're going to see what awliya, what they usually, the layman people, mean by awliya. Okay? So, awliya Allah, the true awliya, they are al-mu'minun, the believers, al-muttaqun, who have taqwa. فَكُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ تَقِيٍ فَهُوَ وَلِيُّ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Every believer who have taqwa, he is a wali of Allah. As is mentioned in Majmu' al-Fatawa of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, likewise in Minhaj al-Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, كذلك, Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. You can find this definition also in Fath al-Bari, the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari, of Imam al-Hajr, likewise the explanation of the 40 hadith by the great Shaykh al-Allama al-Usuli al-Faqih Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. Wa walayatu nat wilaya al-walaya bil-fath bil-fatha wa walayatu Allah hiya mahabbatuhu li'abdihi wa nusratuhu iyyah wa an yakuna ma'ahu subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ilmihi wa yunasiruhu wa yu'inuhu wa yusaddiduhu wa yuhibbuhu. So this walaya of Allah, when a person became a wali of Allah, is that Allah loves that person. He loves his servants and aid him and protect him. Allah be with him with his knowledge and protect him and aid him and the like. فالولاية بالفتح الواو المحبة والنصرة والتأييد كما في لسان العرب. وفي المصباح المنير ومختار الصحاح مختار الصحاح أيضا. So the walaya here is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for certain people. Once again, not because of their colors or their country, but because of this, they true believers, and they are muttaqun. جعل الله وإياكم منهم. And then he mentioned the ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur wa alladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat. That Allah is the wali of those who believe. Allah is their wali. He takes them out from darknesses to light, darkness of shirk, kufr, of many things, to the light of Iman. While those who disbelieve their awliya is a taghut. They take them out from the light to darknesses. وَلَيَادِ بِاللَّهِ وَيَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْمَائِدَةِ إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed your wali is Allah, His Messenger, and those who believe. These are the closest people to you that love you and protect you and aid you and the like. إذن فالولاية ليست الدعاء وليس كل من قيل إنه ولي يكون وليا لله إنما قد يكون وليا للشيطان. So he said ولي or the ولاية is not by claim. Someone claim that he's a ولي or someone give it to him. Just people saying, oh, he's a wali, he's this, he's a wali. Tayyib? Not anyone that the people said he's a wali, this term applies on such a person. As I told you before, you find the laymen among the Muslims, they think a lot about certain people who they are awliya. Okay? And the Shaykh, he said, a person who maybe with the laymen is a wali of Allah, but in reality he's a wali of shaitan. He's close to shaitan. قال فالذين يقال إنهم أولياء وهم غير أتقياء وغير مؤمنين من السحرة والكهنة والكفرة. بعد الناس الجهال ساحر كاهن كافر يقول ولي الله. مشرك يشرك بالله جاهل لا يصلي ولي. So the Shaykh says, any person that the people, they say he's a wali, but they are not. true believers. They are not muttaqun, and especially some of them from the magicians, soothsayers, disbelievers in Allah. And still laymen, they call them to be awliya Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ كَرَامَاتُ وَلَهُمْ خَوَارِقُ وَهُمْ لَا يُصَلُّونَ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَيَقُولُونَ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِمْ تَكَالِيفٌ. الصوفية, غلاة الصوفية. غلاة الصوفية أولياؤهم مشايخهم يقولون وصلوا مرتبة لا يصلوا, ما يصلي ولا يصوم. لماذا؟ قال له وصل, وصل هذا الرجل, وصل إلى أين؟ قمة الجهل, فين وصل هذا؟ لا يصلي. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ترك الصلاة, هل الصحابة تركوا الصلاة قالوا وصلنا؟ هذا الجهل. وترى العوام يمجدونه ويقدسون هذا الرجل, يقول لا لا, هذا الشيخ المشايخ, هذا الرجل يذهب إلى الجنة ويأتي والعياذ بالله. وهذا من المصائب, مصائب الجهل, والجهل داء قاتل. So the sheikh says, not anyone who does certain things, because these people who they work with the shayateen, yes, the shayateen tell them about certain things, and they play tricks, especially among the Sufis. Their big shots, they play tricks on their followers. They play tricks so that the people think, no, they are not like us. These people are awliya Allah. Look, he drinks hot water. I don't know if you see it in some countries. They bring him apparently boiling water, and he drink it. They bring him a knife and he cut his hand, no blood come out. They eat, glass. He said, give me that light bulb. They like, Sheikh, this light bulb is okay. It's nothing wrong with it. Just bring it. Like he eating an apple. Yes. Awwaliyallah. They even they put gasoline and set them in fire. Set them in fire. And they still chanting and dancing. And then they tell them, take the fire off. Awwaliyallah. But they're all tricks. They play games. Like Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said to them, okay, those who set themselves in fire, okay, come here. We all do it together. They're like, who are you? So he knows. Because them, the so-called awliya, they go before in their home, they put some oil or something on their body. The entire body, they put oil. The oil reflect the heat or the fire, so don't get burned. But the people don't know that. So Sheikh, he said to them, okay, come here, we're going to do it all if you want. I want you to do it in front of me right now. But they said, hey, yeah, we'll do it. He said, after taking a hot shower. You take a hot shower first. Okay? They're like, no, we don't need to take a hot shower. He says, let me see, you guys have something on your, you see, Allah al-Musta'an. So he said, these people, some of them, they don't even pray. They don't fear Allah. They commit haram. And they don't even pray the salawat. And I want to share with you a story. I heard it, if it's not yesterday, the day before, a story narrated by Sheikh Falah Ismail from his Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah. Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, from where he from originally? From Ethiopia. From Habasha, is a great sheikh from the Imam of Salaf. The Ethiopian, you know the Sheikh Muhammad Aman, right? Alhamdulillah, he's one of the great mashaykh. He's famous now, subhanAllah. His name is everywhere. This man, because of taqwa and iman, and rahimahullah. He died in 20 years ago, in the year 1416 of the Hijrah. So Sheikh Falah Ismail, he's from Kuwait. When he used to study in Jami' al-Islamiyya in Medina, Sheikh Muhammad Aman used to be one of his teachers. So he said that he narrated to them this story that happened about the Sufis. The Sheikh, he says, in his village, he was very young, he was like 6 years old or something, but he wants to learn. So he used to go and sit with these guys, Sufis, with this big Sheikh. So he said, I go there because, said, from early age, I want to learn. You know, he was attached to knowledge, so he will go. Kids go play, he will go there. So, these people, they have some weird respect too extreme for this man, which is what the Sufis do. Some of them, they worship, they call them the Muridun, they prostrate for those guys, and whatever. They do anything they tell them to do. Allah salam al-afiyah. And this is a reality. It's not something that is it's on YouTube right now, all over the place. In many places in Africa especially, and in Asia, Sudan and other than those countries. And then he says, they be doing their things. When the Salat comes, the Adhan is called, he tell his students, go pray to the masjid. But then he said, a couple of them, they come and bring this shurshul, they call it. It's like this, like a blanket. And they put it around him, on his head, and they hold it, and the Sheikh Fala said he was making noise, something like that, this big Sheikh Wali. And as they drop in the blanket, and then they stay there until he stops his hamhama. This, then they leave it there and they go to pray. And this wali don't go to pray. He don't go for salat, prayer, asr, maghrib. He stays there. He says, they go pray. The sheikh says, look, I was still young. Sometimes they don't go pray. So I stay there and see what this guy is doing. He said, this guy don't do anything. This is the wali. Huh? Wali Allah, don't pray. Okay, he says, when they pray, people pray, finish, students, they come, the first ones. The main students, they're the first one to come to the thing before the people, okay? Because the people live for the salat, because nobody should know these things. Only the closest to him. So the same thing, they don't open the door for the people, for the awam and nas. Only them, those main students, they go, they're like, hey, Shaykh, we're back. Then he start like, like playing. Landing or something. Alright? And then they take, they're all afraid and they take the blanket. and he said, bring the people. They bring all the village. Come. He's like, look, those brothers who went to Hajj from this village, they give you salam. I just prayed with them in the Kaaba. He prays in the Kaaba. He don't pray with the people in the village. Pray in the Kaaba. SubhanAllah, Allah Mustaan. And I heard another sheikh, he mentioned a story about a wali like this. And he went to this area, this village in Africa, and did he find out that these people venerate and respect this man, wali, but when the time of the salah, this man don't go to the salah. He stays home, He asked him, he said, why the Shaykh don't come and pray? They're like, no. The Shaykh, he pray in Mecca. What do you mean pray in Mecca? Yeah, he's wali. Meaning physically he goes to pray and come back. Well, Sheikh Muhammad, I forget one detail. Sheikh Muhammad Aman, Al-Jami, he mentioned this story to Sheikh bin Sa'di. And... You know, Muhammad Aman Al-Jami. When he just came to Saudi, he went first at Sheikh bin Sa'di, rahimahullah. And then Sheikh bin Sa'di sent him to Riyadh to study with Sheikh bin Baz in the Mahad. He said, and he said this to Sheikh bin Sa'di. So he said, Sheikh bin Sa'di started laughing. He said, why are you laughing, Sheikh? He said, you, subhanAllah, man. Many people in Africa, you believe stuff like this? He said, yeah, Shaykh, what they said. He's like, look, man, even the time of the Salat is not the same. When it's Maghrib in Ethiopia, it's not Maghrib in Saudi, in Mecca. SubhanAllah. Anyway, the other thing, one of the Mashayikh, he narrates that this student of knowledge went to this village, and he find the same thing. This man claimed to be the wali, big shot, this. But he don't go to pray. He don't go to pray. So he asked the people, he said, why this sheikh don't pray? They said, no, he pray in Mecca. Now he's a sheikh. So how he get there? He says, listen, man, he's wali Allah. Allah, take him, bring him. So he wait, he get close to him, give him gifts, this, until he get close to him. And he said to him once, said, yeah, sheikh, I want to invite you in the house for dinner. You're wali of Allah, this. He says, okay. So what do you like to eat? He said, this and this. So he invited him, said, look, after Isha, sheikh, we wait for you because you're coming from Mecca and this, I'm going to wait for you. Allah. Whenever you return from Mecca, come to my house. He said, okay. So he came back, oh yeah, in Mecca, I met this, mashaykh, this, mashallah, the salat was very nice. Okay, he gave him some food and he put some spices in it, like food that take you to the bathroom. So he said to him, okay. After he said, no, you got to sleep here. It's too late and you're wali Allah. I don't want that to happen to you. Here is the best room in the house, take it. So he gave it to him, has no windows. And he wait there. And he locked the door. Fajr comes in, he went to pray. Now he knocked at the man, he's like, yeah, Sheikh, Fajr. Then he's like, oh, okay, you gotta go pray in Mecca, right? Oh yeah, yeah, Mecca, all right, stay. He locked the door from outside. But then the man said, hey, can you open the door? He said, I'm going to pray. So he went to pray and he said, open the door, I want to use the bathroom. Open the door. He's like, okay, when I come back. So he bring the people. Tell them, come here, come here. Bring the village. This is the wali Allah praying Mecca. They went, he's knocking. Please open the door, I gotta use the bathroom. Please, bathroom. Then he said to him, did you pray Fajr, Sheikh? Oh yeah, I prayed. We're in Mecca. He said, why didn't you use the bathroom there? Subhanallah. Why didn't you use the bathroom? Huh? Subhanallah. And people believe this. Yeah, it's a big Sheikh. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ala ayyin ya akhi. Sheikh is making a very good point here because this is happening. In some countries in Africa and Asia, the Sufis, subhanAllah, they get the people like this. Wali Allah. He takes their wealth with no right. Some of them even, they, subhanAllah, marry more women than they suppose. They do a lot of evil. But they still wali Allah. What? Smoking, wali Allah. As Sheikh Muhammad Umar Bazmoul. There's a lot of stories, man. These are true stories, by the way. Sheikh Muhammad Umar Bazmoul, I heard him once giving a talk in the Masjid bin Baz. We were in Hajj and we went there, he was giving a talk. And he was talking about this and warning against Sufiya and this. Because the ulama, when they see the Muslims come from other countries, especially when they see people, laymen and stuff, coming from, especially from Africa, Asia, and then these are the places where there's a lot of Sufiya, by the way, they warn them again. They call them to the Sunnah. And the Wali Allah is not someone who, subhanAllah, how could he be Wali of Allah and he don't pray? And he mentioned that he went in India, the Sheikh of Pakistan, and he was given a talk. And then after that, it was the time for Salat, and people lining up for the Salat. And he passed by this room, and this man smoking in there, old man. And he said to one of them, who is he? Why is he smoking? Oh, shouldn't he be coming to pray? He says, no, that's the wali. The wali don't pray. It's like the Sheikh says, you mean the wali don't pray? So this is the khurafat that are believed by some Muslims, masakin. وَلَيَهْدُ بِاللَّهِ عَلَى أَيِّن فَهَؤُلَاءِ لَا يُصَلُّونَ لَا يَخَافُونَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَيَقُولُونَ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِمْ تَكَالِيفٌ لِأَنَّهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّهُمْ وَصَلُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَلَيْسُوا بِحَاجَةٍ إِلَى الْأَعْمَالِ وَيَتَّخِذُونَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ هَذِهِ مُغَالَطَةٌ وَمُحَادَّةٌ لِلَّهِ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ لَهُ الشيخ سبحان الله how could the people like this who don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't pray, be as awliya of Allah. They say, instead of they say, yeah, you're right, subhanAllah, they don't even pray. No, they justify that. They say, no, these people, the pen is lifted upon them. But we will know the pen is lifted on whom? Meaning the angel, they don't write on whom? As-sabi hatta yablu, huh? The child until he reached the age of puberty. Na'am. Wal-na'im hatta yastayqid, the one who's sleeping until he wakes up. Wal-majnun hatta yafir, the one who lost his consciousness until he regains it back, or the one who's permanent. Anybody else? Who?
No.
The dead until he comes back. They ain't no coming back. It's one way. No. No, those who are still alive. You're right. The dead doesn't, because he's done. No, these are people. They still do things, okay, but nothing is written against them, okay? This person is not one of them. Wali, he's not crazy, Majnun. That's, we really need to investigate that. He's not a child. He's not asleep. So how could the pen is lifted on this person? Huh? They says no takalif. These people, they are awliya Allah. They already reach a level with Allah. They don't need to do righteous actions. They don't have to pray like you guys. Don't fast, nothing. And they take them as awliya of Allah while they are awliya of shaitan. Waliyadu billah, of shayateen. He says this is a big mistake. This is actually going against what Allah has legislated. Because Allah says, awliya Allah, manhum? Al-mu'minun al-mutaqoon. Those who are true believers. How can somebody believer don't even act upon what Allah's command? Because taqwa, what is taqwa? Al-amal bil-awamir wujtinab al-nawahi. Al-wajhi alladhi ja'a fi shar'i Allah. That's taqwa. Taqwa is, it's not just to put some clothing on and you're muftaqi. Taqwa is when a person acts upon the commands of Allah to the best of their abilities and they stay away from the prohibitions as legislated, not as what the people think is right or wrong. As legislated by Allah in His religion. That's taqwa. These people, they don't act upon the commands, they fall into prohibitions, they still awliya Allah. The Shaykh says, rather, these people, these laymen, they make the enemies of Allah to be the closest people to Him, subhanAllah. قال فهذا فاصل في بيان ولي الله أنه هو الذي يؤمن بالله ويتقيه ولا يرضى أن يعبد من دون الله وهؤلاء يعبدون يعبدونهم ويسجدون لهم ولا يقولون شيء والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في كثير من الأحاديث ينهى عن الشرك ويصحح أخطاء الناس حتى في كلامهم ما بالك سجود قال له رجل ما شاء الله وشئت قال أجعلتني لله ندا قل ما شاء الله وحده ولكن هؤلاء يعبدونهم ويتقربون إليهم والعياذ بالله يقول أولياء الله نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. The Shaykh says you have to really know who are the true wali of Allah. He is the one who believe in Allah and have taqwa. And he is not pleased to be worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وإنما ولي الله يدعو إلى توحيد الله وإلى عبادة الله. This is the wali of Allah. He called the people to worship Allah. He calls to Tawheed. And that the people should worship Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّا الَّذِي يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِعِبَادَتِهِ وَتَعْظِيمِهِ وَالتَّرَفُّعِ فَهَذَا وَلِيُّ لِلشَّيْطَانِ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاءَهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ. He says, as for the one who called the people to worship him, they do things, act of worship for him, وَلْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ, call upon them, seek refuge with them, madad, they give them attributes of uluhiyya, yanfa' wa yadur, وَلْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ, وَيَسْجُدُونَ لَهُمْ وَيَتَقَرَّبُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيَنْذُرُونَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْبَحُونَ لَهُمْ. Person who's telling the people to do acts of worship for him, how could he be? And he's arrogant. He thinks he's above the laws of Islam. Doesn't pray, doesn't fast, doesn't do this. How could this such a person be a wali of Allah? Rather, the Shaykh said, this is a wali of shayateen, wa'iyadu billah. As Allah tells us, and those who disbelieve their awliya is a taghut. Take them out from light to darkness. Such are the people of the fire. They will abide there forever. إذن يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فهناك ولي لله وولي للشيطان. هناك ولي لله وولي للشيطان. So now there is, when the people say this is a wali, so you should know which wali of who. Because there is a wali of Allah, but then there is the wali of الشيطان. فما كل من قيل إنه ولي وبني على قبره ضريح وقبة وزخرف قبره يكون ولي لله قد يكون من أعداء الله. This is very important, because in some of the Muslim countries, especially in Africa and Asia, it's probably shirk, a lot of shirk. The Sheikh says, the people, he says, it's not because when a person dies and they build a tomb on his grave, and they say he's a wali, he's a wali Allah, and he outstand his grave, it's not like a regular grave. No, they build a tomb, a big room, and this room is decorated, painted nicely and decorated in a nice way, and they say he is wali Allah. The Shaykh says, this person may be aduullah. That person who is buried in there, he could be aduullah, the enemy of Allah. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ وَلِيَ اللَّهِ. He may be somebody who died, a righteous person, alhamdulillah, and he was for awliya Allah. But then the people worship him after his death. Not because he said that. When he was alive, he was upon Tawheed, upon the Aqeedah. And like Abdul Qadir al-Jailani, rahimahullah, he was upon the Sunnah. This man, Abdul Qadir al-Jailani, he was a man upon the Sunnah, upon Aqeedah Salafiyah. But then the people, they worship him right now. That's not his problem. That's the people's problem. So the Shaykh, he says, وَحَتَّى وَلِيَ اللَّهِ الصَّحِيحِ لا يعبد ولا يدعى ولا يستغاث به ولو ثبت أنه ولي لله عز وجل. قال ونحن لا نشهد لأحد أنه ولي لله ولا نشهد على أحد أنه من أهل النار لكن نحن نرجو للمحسن ونخاف على المسيء إلا من شهد له الله أو شهد له الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه ولي لله أو أنه عدو لله فهذا نحكم عليه بالدليل. Sheikh said, even if a righteous man, someone who is upon righteousness, upon taqwa, upon sound aqidah, died and they bury him, still he should not be worshipped beside Allah just because he was a wali, if he was a wali. Just because he was a righteous man and a good person, mashallah, upon the aqidah sahiha, he has no right to be worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't prostrate to him or invoke him or seek refuge with him and the like. The Shaykh says, as for the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, we do not say that this individual, he is a wali of Allah. We do not say that this person is from the people of the hellfire, meaning individuals. That person, he's in the hellfire, or that person, he's in the Jannah. He says, rather, our aqidah is that those who do good, alhamdulillah, they are upon taqwa, and they obedient to Allah, and they do what Allah commands. He says, yes, we hope that inshallah they will be from the people of Jannah. Inshallah they are from awliya Allah, and from the people of Jannah. And those who doing bad things, we are afraid for them that their actions may lead them to the hellfire. Okay? That their actions may lead them to the hellfire. Except for those that Allah and or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they witness for them that they are from the people of Jannah. Okay? Or this is a wali. Yeah, this is different. This is different if a person, Allah witness for them that they are from the people of taqwa and from iman and people of Jannah. Or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, we do that based on the dalil. Based on the dalil. So this is very important, Ikhwan, because a lot of shirk is happening in some Muslim countries, and a lot of laymen are victims for that, and subhanAllah, and they are abused, and subhanAllah, they give their wealth to those so-called awliya, their time, not just wealth, time. Some of them just stay there forever and work for those so-called awliya. They even get married or nothing, and they think that they're doing something very good. They're doing something very good. SubhanAllah, if many, many khurafat or ghulu, وَهَذَا لِلْجَهْلِ. If that so-called wali take a ghusl, that water, they fight on it. Who's going to get the water and drink it? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Many khurafat, his shoe, the shoe that he want to change to another shoe, who's going to get the shoe of the sheikh or piece of it? And they think that whoever get a piece of that shoe, that I don't know what he got. And all of these things, subhanAllah, min al-jahl, jahl, and they keep them away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Shaykh Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, one of the great mashayikh from Morocco, rahimahullah, he used to call these Sufis and talk to them, nadawat, and sit with them. And he says that some of them, they told him, look man, we know we're wrong and you're upon the haq. Those wali, awliya of Sufiya, they says, listen man, look, you're right, you're absolutely right. Manhaj Ahl Sunnah is the right thing. These Sufi things is all fake. He says, so why don't you teach the people? He said, teach the people, who's going to take care of us after this? If we teach the people the truth, they're going to leave us. We're not going to get the 5-star luxury we have in that right now. Our life, they said, is going to change. They hold into their possessions, to their money, to... وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. That's why it's very important for us, Ikhwan, to learn, especially those amongst us who come from those countries, or even if you are not from those countries, you never know, you may be in one of those countries. So you need to learn these things and advise the people. The same way you care about your family, those amongst us who came from Africa, for instance, different countries or from Asia, then I'm sure if your family are in need of money, I'm sure you work hard, even though you don't have that job or whatever, a lot of money, but I'm sure you care about them. If you don't send them every month, maybe every other month, if you don't send them 500, 100, 50, whatever, the little bit, huh? And they're very happy with that, right? Okay, well, this is more important, to send them the aqidah, to check. Don't just say, hey, mother, do you need any money this week? No, mother, come here. That wali is still there. Oh, yeah. Actually, I have a nice cow. I'm feeding it for him, for the wali. He says, no, mother, that's haram. Why, son? Because Allah says. You never know. Some people, they are on a good fitrah. They just, nobody talk to them. And it happened with us. We talked to certain people. Alhamdulillah, they changed their mind. Now they are upon the aqidah sahiha. They used to believe in all this stuff. Now an old lady cannot even write her name. She's working with the other ladies. And she's like, no, those are not awliya, shayateen, a'udhu billah, worship Allah. Allah alone is to be called and invoked. No, I mean, you never underestimate the layman and the elderly people. If the Allah wants good for them, they're going to accept the haqq, and they are the one they're going to disseminate it amongst their peers, inshallah ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم. إذن عرفنا الحمد لله من هو ولي الله وكيف نفرق بين أولياء الله وأولياء الشياطين. ليس كل من ادعى الولاية فهو ولي لله. وكيف تنطلي هذه الحيلة على بعض المسلمين وهذا من جهلهم. نسأل الله أن يفقهنا في دينه. It's very important we learn tonight, alhamdulillah, who is the wali of Allah. And even though that some other people who set themselves as a wali of Allah, or other people give them that title, we have to be careful. They may be the awliya of shayateen. As the Shaykh mentioned, how could a person who opposes Allah and opposes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be wali Allah. Wali Allah is a believer, true believer, upon taqwa. This is the wali of Allah. They don't want fame, they don't want arrogant, none of that. They humble themselves. You may be amongst us, awliya Allah, you don't even know who they are. But Allah knows them. And it's very important for us to pay attention to these classes and to learn. And everyone according to his ability to disseminate this knowledge. Many people they need this. There is a lot of jahli akhwan among the Muslims. And that's what causing all these problems among the Muslims, because of their jahl. They're now holding to the deen of Allah. I was listening today to one of the talks of our noble Shaykh, Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhahullah, who was giving advice to the Muslims. And he says, look at this weakness of the Muslims these days. It's not because they are few, but because many of them, they don't apply the deen of Allah. Shirk. Muslims, pan shirk. Wa'iyadu billah. Deception, cheating each other's. Mashakil, problems. And akhlaq, imitating the kuffar and the like. And they want victory. Victory from who? Victory is for the pious. He says, he mentioned, look at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. They were few. But Allah grant them victory. Allah said, why? Because they adhere to the deen of Allah. Few people, they don't have much number. They were not big in number, nor in weapon. But the Nasr came from Allah. The Nasr came from. Now Muslims like almost 2 billions. But they can't do anything. Why? Because of this. The majority of them, they are not adhering to the deen of Allah. Fighting one another. Different creeds. So it's very important for us to adhere to this and to call the people to hold them back to the deen of Allah. You cannot just be a Muslim by affiliation. Because you were born in a Muslim country. Many of them, they just born, they don't even know anything. They don't pray, they don't fast, they don't know anything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're still, Muslim. No, Muslim, you have to learn the deen of Allah, take it from its proper sources. The book of Allah and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the sound understanding and act upon it and call the people to it. Can't just be a Muslim like that, but you don't know anything about Allah, about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing about the Quran. You don't know nothing about the Sahaba. Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, they achieve a lot of good because Allah grant them victory. It's not because of the numbers. إِنَّمَا النَّصْرُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. The victory is granted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the affairs of the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions and keep us firm upon His religion and to make us from those who act upon knowledge and call to it, inshallah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad ala alihi sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima kafir.